Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos. So, just to give a sort of an introduction to Perek Dalet, which the details of which we'll get into starting on Motzai Shabbos or going into Sunday. Halacha Beis is so long that we're going to do this Perek a little bit differently and try to break it up. So, what we have to try to understand is the Rambam established four Tnoim for Zaken Mamre to be Chayev in general. You know, we worried about machlokis, and machlokis is very much the machayiv, and that too is going to come up in very important ways in terms of the first halacha of Perek Dalet, in particular what happens if they're talking about a gzeira that the Beis Din HaGadol makes, and it's a gzeira which is attached to a davar shechayavin al zdono karis shegigasu chatas, and we'll have that discussion then between the Kesef Mishnah and the Ramban and the Mishnah Lamelach. On that point, but we have to understand that the Rambam in Perek Dalet, you know, devoted an entire Perek to the substance of what the dispute is, and that was only one of the four Tanaim. So to go through them again, it was, number one, it has to be a Chacham Mufla, and he has to be, you know, acting on it, or even more importantly from the Rambam, Mahora Le'acherim La'asos, and not just, you know, Ose Be'atzmo. So those are two. The fourth, so to speak, is what we just talked about in Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim, and we use that to explain the context of Hachraza being unique by Zaken Mamre, that Malin Osel Yerushalayim, and we're Ma'an in Estino, and Yerushalayim represents the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, Ki'ir Shechubra La Yachdav, and this person is the Gorim Machlokes B'Yisrael. He's even worse in that sense than the other Arba Shetzricha Machraz, and that Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, and so the Mesis and the Edom Zomim, the Ben Sarah Mora, will be sufficient to have a Ksav for purposes of Achraza, but here you really need, you know, V'chol Ha'am Yiru V'Yirao, so to speak. So that's, you know, the fourth and final criterion. Right there in the middle, we had the idea that it has to be a grave matter, either Tzfillin, which is, again, a huge part of Perek Dalet, or a davar shachayav nazdono kares v'shigigaso chatas. So the fact is, the Rambam, as I say, devoted an entire parak, maybe because the dinim were many, you know, more so than the dinim required for chacham mufla, sambach v'vezdin, or the idea of hora la'acherim lasos, or osev atzmo, you know, maybe that's why the Rambam developed an entire parak about it. That's my suspicion, that he, you know, he backloaded the details to an entire separate parak. And it's noteworthy, especially in light of the fact that, you know, the Rambam really finished off, so to speak, the discussion of Zaken Mamre with Parak Gimel, the last halacha, v'ketz undan in Zaken Mamre. So the structure of the Rambam is a little bit unique, and I think it is important to make the suggestion that the Rambam backloaded, you know, this Tanai, this one of only four Tanai, one of, you know, four Tanayim in terms of establishing a Zaken Mamre, it gets its own parak, I think, because there's just so many dinim about it. So let's just at least begin. So even if he's, so to speak, the Machmir, it doesn't matter because the Machayev is Machlokes. Now, there are two points to be made about this. The Radvaz has a tshuva where he says it's really not the case. Really, it's only the case that the Zaken Mamre is mekel against the Beis Din HaGadol, but he appeals to the principle in the tshuva of, you know, that it's really, the reason the Rambam formulates it this way is you could very often have a kula, but what appears to be a kula, the asi lidei chumra, or you have a chumra, the asi lidei kula. But in principle, we're really only concerned about the Zaken Mamre, you know, being makel against the Beis Din HaGadol. The first line of the tshuva, kush the milsa hachid l'mechayevim kenor l'hakel v'hachi mashma. And then he goes on from there, but he explains there's some situations where, you know, a kula can lead to, you know, a massive chumra, and a chumra can lead to a massive kula, and so we have to be concerned about that. But that is not, interestingly, what the Radvaz writes in his parish on the Rambam itself. So plukta de tanayakor kasati l'malo de pasuk Rabbi Yoshia, damer mishpei de zira, damer al zaken mamre lo hodu lo. Remember, this was, zira said, shlosh advarim sachli may anshe Yerushalayim, that parents can be mochel in a ben sorer or mora, and a person can be mochel in his kinyanim, and the Baz Nahagadol can be mochel in their kavod against the Zaken Mamre, and it says that Rabbi Yoshia was lohoda, you know, b'Zaken Mamre, because it's really kavod Torah and it's kedesh lo yirbe machlokes lohoda lo kedesh lo yirbe machlokes v'Yisrael hilkach b'chol gavna nasa Zaken Mamre. Right, so the fact of the matter is that the you know, the Radvaz is saying here in his commentary on the Rambam that he thinks meikar hadin. It's not just that, you know, okay, you could have kulas that come to chumras and chumras that come to kulas, but that meikar hadin, no matter which side of the machlokas the zaken mamre is on, even if he's being, you know, altogether more machmer than they are, not just that the chumra is going to lead to a kula, but even if he's upfront being more machmer than they are, right, that's also part of the violation of Zaken Mamre, Kadesh Shalo Yirbu Machlokas. Sometimes the worst Machlokas can be when he's saying these people aren't from enough, the Bezna Gadol, I'm the only person here who's really from. Very fascinating, at the end of the Tshuva Saradvaz, he quotes from the Ramban, where the Ramban says that person has the right to be machmer on himself if he disagrees with the Baz Din HaGadol privately. Shaper matzi lahachmer latzmo, imachmer shehirtzu dvarav lifnayim, abitlu dvarav hamatirin ha'inyan, ha'hu asur lo linog yisr v'atzmo, v'achimuchach v'sach tahorios v'rushalmi. So Ramban says, quoted by the Radvaz, that a person can be noeg gechumra as long as he didn't make a federal case out of it and bring it to the Baz Din HaGadol, his private chumra. And interestingly, in that tshuva, the Radvaz says he disagrees. He says that would be a violation of Daraisa because other people will see him, you know, practicing his own chumra, you know, and that too will lead to a machlokas, which sounds to me, to be honest, a little bit more like what the Radvaz says in his Perish on the Rambam than what he said earlier in the tshuva with respect to, you know, us only really being worried about the Zaken Mamre being mekel against the Baz Din HaGadol. So that's a little bit Vitzarech Ian. So again, I think the Radvaz's point is exactly where the Rambam is coming from. The Rambam started this parak with a flourish. Again, just to review, the fact that it gets its own parak is noteworthy. You would think the Rambam really finished all the halachos of Zaken Mamre, Ketzadan and Zaken Mamre Parak Gimel, but I think the halachos are merubos, and therefore the Rambam segregated a parak for it. And number two, I think it's very clear, shelo ketshuvas haradvaz, but divrei haradvaz ba'atzmo, you know, on the parish of the Rambam, that the Rambam it doesn't really care whether he's being mekel, and they're being machmer, and you know, he's being mekel. That's not the issue. The issue is machlokes, and therefore the Rambam starts with the floor. Zakencha or zesh chalak al bezin hagadol bedaver shachayev nazon akars shigaso chatas bein shahayu hein osrin vehu matir bein shahayu hein matirin veoser areza chayev misa. I think the Rambam's lashon is barur umivurar bahir keshemesh, that it doesn't matter if they're machmir and he's mekel, they're mekel, he's machmir, doesn't really matter. The issue is machlokes, you know, again, the Ramban's point, you know, needs to be you know, further considered. If he didn't make it an issue of machlokes, just to be noeg chumra be'atzmo, you know, what's the, you know, what exactly is the status of that? Are we choshesh that people are going to see him? And that will also be going to machlokes, you know, that should be left with Tzarachiyim.